You're listening to SBS News. It's been more than 18 months now since the United States had a full-time ambassador in Australia. Admiral Harry Harris had been nominated for the role in February, but that's now been overturned amid reports the proposed new Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, wants him as ambassador to South Korea instead. US President Donald Trump is preparing for a summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un later this year, and Mr. Trump says the North Koreans have indicated they want to hold that summit as soon as possible.
That will be very soon. We have been told directly that they would like to have the meeting as soon as possible, and we think that's a great thing for the world. That's a great thing for North Korea and South Korea and Japan and France and everybody.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says she was told of the decision on Admiral Harris yesterday.
We understand this sort of thing happens, and we also understand the challenges the United States has on the Korean Peninsula. We, of course, have a very strong and deep relationship with the United States, and I'm sure that they will choose a very appropriate ambassador to take his place in due course.
Opposition defence spokesman Richard Marles has told Sky News the United States should fill the Australian vacancy as soon as possible. In the interim, Mr. Marles says the US Charge d'Affaires in Australia, Jim Caruso, is doing a good job while the post remains unoccupied.
Jim Caruso is doing a wonderful job on behalf of the United States in Australia, and he is a diplomat of the highest order.
So I don't see it as a snub.
Well, I think it would be the sooner we get an ambassador, the better. There's no doubt about that. But we're close friends. I don't think anyone's taking offence. America is well represented day in, day out.
The director of the Australian War Memorial in Canberra, Brendan Nelson, has told Sky News the Trump administration needs to act.
We are close friends of the United States, but we're much more than that. And I say to President Trump and everybody else, you only need to come here to understand why we're allies of the United States and we're not just good friends. We need an ambassador, we deserve an ambassador, and we should get one very soon.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.